is adopted, so that brings us to 499, I believe, if that's correct.
499?
499.
Lightning pulled 499. Grant revocable permits to the Portland Rose Festival Foundation to perform activities relating to Portland Rose Festival annual celebration from May 26, 2017 through June 11, 2017.
Who pulled that item?
Lightning.
He's not here.
I think Ms. Gurman also wanted it.
No.
Had she pulled it?
Lightning pulled it first. You did ask for 497 accidentally, I think, but 499 is pulled.
All right. Do we have somebody here to talk about it? Us from staff, first. Yeah, thank you. Sorry.
Good morning.
Just a brief description would be sufficient.
You bet. Allison Madsen, PBOT. I'm the special event coordinator. It's my privilege to come before you. This is my 10th year with this ordinance, which is basically the housekeeping that allows us to issue permits for the parades, Waterfront Village, and some of the closures for the formation disband areas.
Well, I'm very glad it got pulled, because thank you for all your work on it. It's a very complicated permit system, and I appreciate your work.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Public testimony.
I don't have a sign-up sheet for this. It was pulled.
My name is Mimi Gurman, and as I voiced a few weeks ago regarding the Rose Festival, my issues are with the Rose Festival's funding of Fleet Week, which is all part of the same thing. And I'm speaking specifically today to these permits. The city used its right to pull the permit on May Day against the May Day protest, which is, I believe, what went down. And what I would like to say in testimony is that I hope that come Fleet Week Day, when we do protest warships coming into our waters, that the city considers revoking the permit for Fleet Week on that day as well. So really, that is what I have to say. I feel that the houseless community is completely discriminated against with the Rose Festival, especially blatantly regarding the rights that Rose Festival has to camp in the streets, to get tents. The stores help them out. Everybody gets to crash on the streets, no cops, you know, this whole thing. And it's a blatant disregard to how houseless people actually live and get swept off the streets while the Rose Festival people enjoying themselves get to hang out on the streets in tents. So that's one issue. But my main issue is Fleet Week, and there will be protests. And I do hope that the city does what it does, unfortunately what it did on May Day, that it does in the right way on Fleet Week and pulls that permit for these warships. I'm asking you to consider pulling that permit since you have the right to do so.
Can I respond to one thing?
You can.
And thank you for your testimony. Just to be clear, this particular ordinance pertains to things like a permit so they can hold the Junior Rose Festival Parade, the Starlight Parade. So it doesn't have anything to do with Fleet Week. This has to do with some of the other public events.
These are parks and transportation.
Exclusively. But your testimony, I understand, relates to something else. But I just want to this particular one involves a very limited range of activities.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Quite frankly, I'm afraid that my testimony is going to sound like it mirrors Mimi's in some ways, but my particular issue with these permits, these revocable permits, have actually nothing to do with Fleet Week and everything to do with the police that will be escorting the parade. And also, is it the case that the police will have their own float in either of the parades?
Do we know? Is that the case?
Okay, so my concern about that is I'm concerned about people's safety participating in this parade. The Portland police have displayed through recent May Day actions that they have no regards for permits and they have no regard for people who are vulnerable within these marches or these parades. And I'm concerned that at any moment during this, either one of these parades, the police will decide to lose their minds and attack people and revoke this permit. And then what happens to all that money? What happens to all those people when they have nowhere to turn because it's the cops that are attacking them? I mean, we're going to have people of color here. We're going to have immigrants. We're going to have disabled. We're going to have children. We're going to have elderly. We're going to have people who cannot just drop and run as we've seen on May Day. And the cops have shown time and again that they don't care if there's a permit. They don't care if there's not a permit. They will attack, and like they did on May Day, there will be barely any warning if there's a warning at all. And so I urge you to consider whether or not you need to have the police out there where they can attack these people who will essentially be sitting ducks thinking that they're safe and protected under their extraordinarily expensive permit. Meanwhile, the police could be plotting against them, putting on riot gear while they're marching with them, embedding themselves within the march, and then launching tear gas and pepper bullets and attacking people of color and boxing in other marginalized community members who can't escape, creating a serious, dangerous situation in the streets that, you know, where panic and fear and injuries are going to be a thing. I mean, are we going to have first responders out there to respond if the police do decide to go crazy and attack people during this parade? I mean, I really urge you to consider the safety of the people that are going to be in this parade, permit or no. These police are dangerous. You have killer cops out there, and they're all just outrageously aggressive and over the top, and you need to do something about that.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, Charles Bridgecrane. And I think the answer to my question is maybe fuzzily in here, but when the United States Navy and maybe a couple foreign ships show up with their to expend a little bit of the huge United States defense budget, it seems like we give them free fencing and we isolate our cherry trees from our neighbors so that we can have this security thing. I don't know if that's the community village. The staffer mentioned a community village. But right now, while we have homeless people sleeping underneath Steel Bridge and those access ramps for Steel Bridge, there's no porta potty there. But when the billions of dollars of defense industry equipment wheel up in more south upstream from the Steel Bridge, there'll be a porta potty and there'll be fencing. And you know, a few years ago, 5-6 years ago, we were tremendously concerned that some of our neighbors destroyed the parks right across the street with their little Occupy thing. So I just think it's ironic that it looks like, based on the additional revenue in the community from the Rose Festival, we can eat the cost of fencing ourselves off from our own cherry trees so that these multi-million dollar warships could be additionally secured by some fencing that the city of Portland will pay for and create a buffer zone between us and our brave service members who need a buffer zone between us. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. 5